This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
All right, Michael, in your backyard, the Wizards obviously had a pretty good year, but the talk is what is going to happen with Russell Westbrook. Walk us through that. Does he stay or is he gone? Is he traded? Does he move on? What happens?
Well, I would have a hard time finding a team that's willing to trade for him right now. As great as he is and just what he has to offer, I'm not sure if what you get in return is going to be as rewarding as what he's going to offer you. I think that, you know, they made an investment this year. They were going to make it to the playoffs no matter what. And that meant that they were going to kind of, you know, forfeit their future in some ways. You know, I think it was a good year that they made it to the playoffs, but a bad year in that they really needed a lottery pick. You know, they really need to upgrade their talent and really get a staple of young pieces so they can move forward. I think that, you know, a lot of pressure's put on backcourt, you know, with Russell and Bradley Beal. But I think that, you know, if you really want to be an elite team and you really want to be a team that's competing for titles, you got to have somebody who's big in the middle who can get some things done. And you also got to find, you know, just an elite wing. You know, those are the things that separate the really good teams from the really great teams. And there are a lot of great options in this draft. So I thought they blew an opportunity by just trying to get into the postseason when they really need to upgrade their talent. That being said, I don't know which teams are going to try to get Russell. If they do, I'm sure that, you know, that what the Wizards get back in return won't match what they would give up.